with regard to the Anfal trial, there is a good possibility that that may very well have to be stopped shortly. There is an agreement between the United States of America and countries, third-party countries, that documents that were collated during the seizure of documents in 2003, which incidentally are all stored in Qatar, in the FBI units there, could only be used in the trial for the prosecution or for the defense if they were conceded to by those countries. Now, one of the interesting factors and documents that I've...
And what countries are we referring to here?
I'm going to come to that. Now, one of the documents that I've uncovered is that between 1980 and 1989, the United States of America gave and granted to Iraq bank guarantees, loan guarantees, for the value of $5.7 billion to use as they wished. But more important, and this is very important, that on the 20th of December 1983, Mr. Rumsfeld took with him to Baghdad a specific loan guarantee for $1.5 billion, which was specifically for the acquisition of chemicals used to make biological agents. Those bank guarantees were offered to French companies, British companies, and Italian companies for assemble and manufacture and mixing in Germany, and then shipped from Germany to Baghdad. There is also a memorandum from Donald to Donald Rumsfeld from George Shultz, dated the 19th of December 1983, which asked Mr. Rumsfeld to relay to President Hussein and Tariq Aziz and to others there that the relationship between the United States and Iraq would, quote, to improve bilateral relations at a pace of Iraq's choosing. That memorandum is within the documents kept in Qatar. The bank guarantees are there. There is also further documentation that 16 aircraft between 1983 and 1988 were leased to Saudi Arabia with a Saudi Arabian flag, which were surveillance aircraft, which were used specifically for relaying information from Iran to Iraqi military, and it was used for those purposes. And once the war had ended, those aircraft returned to the United States there. But of course, more concerning is that the United States of America issued the bank guarantee for $1.5 billion for the chemicals, which they knew damn well. It is one of the reasons why Bush and Blair insisted and were absolutely certain that there were biological weapons in Iraq, even though there was no evidence, because there was a $1.5 billion bank guarantee that had been taken by hand by Donald Rumsfeld. And it's one of the reasons why Rumsfeld and Bolton have actually resigned, because this is the information that I've had in the last 2 days, and they know that I would make it public.